This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
These employees that are always wanting a pat on the back, I don't have time for it. You think people are running by me telling me what a good job I'm doing on this show?
Hail, hail!
Jeff Lutz.
Never. And there's a reason for it.
You're not doing that good of a job.
Oh, shocking. Monstrous.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Listen to this, if you can.
Hello again, everybody. It's a Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We are excited. We have a three-man booth for you today, but not our typical three-man booth. No Jason Duda. The big fella here, Anthony, who plopped down in the easy chair and may never leave. So what do you want for dinner, Anthony?
Let me see. I'll take well-done steak, baked potato.
Well-done steak?
Yeah, well done.
Well done, steak.
A baked potato.
Nobody eats that, do they?
And a juice drink.
There you go. The juice drink is back. You going to start in on him?
Already. Well done, steak.
I like mine medium well.
I want
mine
a
little
well
too
done.
Medium at the most. Is plenty. I thought
you loved animals.
I don't get the well done.
Yeah, well done, crispy, blackened. Not burnt, but blackened.
That takes all the taste out of it, and the flavor, and the juices.
Oh, no.
You just try it medium or medium rare one time for me. And
put some of that rub on there.
Why don't you just have a hamburger?
I want a burger. I want a well-done steak.
There's nothing wrong with that. You get what you want, Anthony.
Yeah, there's a little wrong with it, but we'll address that later.
We're going to make you eat some chitlins.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I've heard of them.
That'd be a good thing for you to eat.
I don't know what chitlins are.
You don't ask.
Should I have, maybe if Iowa State makes the Final Four next year, I'll eat some chitlins.
How you been?
I'm better.
You had some rib issues last time we hooked up.
Man, we've been having rib issues since the beginning of time.
How do you like your ribs done? Well done also on the ribs?
I tell you what, I would prefer they not be fractured.
So what is your favorite restaurant in town, as Jason Duda would ask? I'm curious, where would you and the wife go tonight? Maybe you are, if you could pick anywhere to go.
Oh, man. See, we had this conversation last time, and we had a restaurant guru on. So I'm trying not to get in trouble, but...
Well, who are you going to get in trouble with?
Wife, she would like someplace like... what's that place out up north? Park City, Galton Bypass.
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, she would like something like Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel's good. I don't have
nothing wrong with Cracker Barrel. Especially the dinner where you can go with the chicken fried steak, and they give you like 12 sides. They give you the biscuits. It's all beautiful.
They got some pretty good fried catfish and baked catfish as well, too.
I'm sure, yeah. I believe
it. Have you ever had the catfish at our concession stand?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, they cook it, and they cooked it quite a bit this year. And they grilled it, and people rave about it. Now, I'm not a catfish person. I don't know. My wife loves it, but everybody loves it.
She's a smart one.
Everybody who orders it comes away with just, we may have the best youth Sports concession stand known to mankind.
You said catfish. I'm sold. I'm all in.
They do cheese fries. They do cheese nachos with a special cheese, really seasoned well. They know how to season the French fries. They've got kind of a secret ingredient. They grill up the burgers and the links and the hot dogs, and it's amazing.
Well, I'm going to try to make it out there this Monday. I need to see this for taste it for myself.
Exactly.
Championship Monday for the Vipers.
Why don't you just let Anthony and I visit? All you're doing is trying to knock us. All you're doing is trying to knock us for, you know, the concessions at McAdams.
I'm knocking you.
The well-done steak.
I mean, but how many youth concession stands have you been to? Youth sports concession stands.
Well, I can't imagine one matching up to ours.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all the youth sports leagues in the United States.
Right. I can't imagine one that's better.
All right.
I can't. I've heard it over 11 years, the patrons who go there. I've heard what they say.
That's good stuff.
I've tasted it myself. There just can't be a better one.
All right.
Our very own Denise Neal and Jamie Green from the Wichita Eagle. Jamie has touted the hamburger as the best she's ever had.
Interesting. Speaking of hamburgers,
that's pretty high praise.
I'll go for the fish sandwich because you could tell I don't need no burgers.
What were you saying?
Speaking of, we get the Culvers coming into town on Monday. Does that do anything for you?
Just another. I thought a guy posted today on Facebook and hit the nail on the head.
Pat Handley?
Yeah. It was beautifully written.
Yeah, so every town has chain restaurants. I don't know what the big deal is.
But he's right about them.
Then
they'll be hot for a year and then they'll cool down and then
it's just Brahms. I mean, it tastes exactly the same as Brahms.
Well, I like Brahms.
Well, then go to Culver's.
I don't need to go to Culver's.
You then go to Brahms.
Now, that hamburger joint on Mays Road, is it a chain? Dickies or... There's a new hamburger place where Logan's used to be.
Really?
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I just haven't tried it, but based on the girl that worked there, I picked up when I was doing Uber one night. She said it's worth coming there for, so I had to try it and give you a review.
Any kind of burger place is worth trying.
Yeah, that one intrigues me a little bit. I just read this morning that there's a new place over here, real close, over by this new Italian restaurant on 21st Street, a place that does cream puffs. Just opened.
It doesn't do anything.
Cream
for
puffs. Cream puffs. And people are saying it's unbelievable.
Cream puffs.
And I can't think of the name of it.
Huh. I thought cream puffs usually described the softness of a football team.
I hear you, but you know, they had cream puffs at DeFazio's. Did you ever eat at DeFazio's?
I think I missed that one.
On Amazon.
At DeFazio's?
Quit knocking Anthony.
I'm just saying.
Anthony,
good grief.
You have my permission.
He said he doesn't want to get in trouble for naming restaurants, but I don't know. Is it that you just can't name any? Here's Jeff.
Jeff feels threatened by you.
Yeah.
No, really. This is how this is going today.
Anthony.
Big fella.
Whatever comes out of his mouth, hook him up to a lie detector.
Here's what I've noticed about Jeff. Anytime we try something new here, and this is a new three-man variation.
Uh-huh.
We've done Duda with the three-man many times. I thought it'd be fun to go with you today. But Jeff, all he's thinking about is this guy might be good enough to take my job. I don't know if I,
please and do that, Anthony. And I'm begging you to take my job.
Well, I tell you what, I could be the Shaquille O'Neal, and he could be the Charles Barkley. Hey, Chuck.
I'm Charles Barkley.
See how insecure that man is. I'm Charles Barkley. No, I'm Charles Barkley.
He's like, at best Kenny
I'm
Smith.
Threatened though.
He can probably run to the video board faster than either of us, but that's about it.
He'd be the Jet. Kenny the Jet Smith.
Puffette, is that what you're talking
that's
about?
Puffette
is the cream puff place.
Just opened. I drove over there this morning thinking it'd be open. It didn't open until 11 or 11:30.
Any relation to Puff Daddy?
Maybe so. Probably not at this stage.
But it's got a variety of cream puff options. And I'll be darned if I'm not going to try it at some point. I love a good cream puff.
I don't know that I've ever had a cream puff.
Well,
don't feel like my life is worse for it.
Once you've had one, Sickies you'll want more.
It's also the Sickies Garage Burgers and Brews.
Yeah, there you go.
Over on Mays Road. So we got those two issues resolved. What the names of those local, maybe not local businesses.
Here's what we have on the show today. At 225, Ron Nugent. Great swimmer in the state's history from Wichita East High School back in the day. He is finally being inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Ron Nugent, a name familiar to most Wichitans. He's been around here forever. And we'll catch up with Ron.
Is he a dentist?
Coming up at 225. That's correct. At 325 today, Dylan Dreiling, who just had a phenomenal season with Tennessee, the College World Series champions. As a sophomore, Dylan Dreiling had, let's see here, I wrote it down. He hit 341 with 23 homers and a team-leading 75 RBIs. That's all fine and good, but what he did in the postseason is remarkable, and we'll talk with Hayes native Dylan Dreiling coming up at 325, the grandson of Hayes Lark's coach, longtime coach, Frank Leo.
Really? I did not know that. That's impressive.
How about that?
Nice little lineage there.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Did you ask him if he was related to another Dreiling, and he said, no, but I am related to Frank Leo. Is that how that went down?
No, I just do my investigation.
And well, tell us then.
I just ask questions. I got a hold of Frank Leo because I knew he was related. I didn't know he was his grandfather, but somebody told me he was related and asked if he could help get Dylan on the show. And Frank, here's what he said. You've been so good to the Larks over the years.
What have you done for the Larks?
I'll do anything for you. And your son, I couldn't care less
about. What have you done?
That's exactly what he said,
What have you done for the Larks, or that you've been good to the Larks?
That's what he said, Anthony.
What does that mean exactly?
It means we've developed a relationship over the years.
I don't know if someone I cover is wanting to say I've been good to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he appreciates the fact that I covered the NBC World Series for as long as I did.
Maybe you've been fair to the Larks would be a better.
No, everybody who knows me knows I'm not. Bias.
You've been fair and balanced, and you've
you
been.
See, this is the jealousy I'm talking about.
I'm so jealous.
See, I usually hear it on the radio. Now I get to see it firsthand. I got.
I'm so jealous
seat.
Of Bob's relationship.
Is a nice cold brew and a box of popcorn.
We can make the popcorn happen. We don't have any brew.
It's too bad.
I've never been one to have beer in my house. Isn't that unusual?
No, that's not unusual.
Feels unusual. Most of my friends had beer.
I'm not a beer guy of my own, so you know, when I say brew, I better straighten like a nitro brew.
There have been very few occasions in my life where I've gone to the refrigerator to get a beer. Just doesn't happen. Now, when I've been out, I've had more than my share, but not at home. I think Jeff can attest to that.
I appreciate that, I think.
What do you mean you appreciate
that? Maybe I would have become a drinker if alcohol was in the house. That's how I first drank alcohol, of course, is because someone was in the house.
What was in the house?
Vodka. I've told this story before.
Well, I thought I had it hidden.
No, you had it on top of the microwave in plain sight. Who isn't going to give that a shot at age 14?
Well, you couldn't have liked it.
I drank quite a bit of it.
Really?
I'm not sure why. It was just fascinating to me. I did not like it. That's correct. But I was fascinated by it, so I kept going.
In the house by yourself?
Oh, I think Randy was over the first time.
Randy have a drink?
What do you think?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Randy is the son. Well, I won't say that.
Wow, go there. Really? You want a boring son? Yeah, I'll pass on the drink of vodka and the adventure.
So Randy's a boring.
No, he's wonderful.
Well, you can't have it both ways.
He's a wonderful. He's my best friend in the world. A little boring, though.
I thought I was
a little boring.
You know what Randy is? He's a smart and he's wise and he's just a good guy.
Right.
Just a good guy. Solid dude.
You have friends like that are you can depend on to be a rock for you.
Although he was letting it on like molasses. I'm kind of something quite didn't add up.
I had friends like that, although all my friends were wild. Not all of them, but the core group of my friends growing up, we were a little bit out there. My
friends were like this. I have friends in low places.
And nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
I don't think any of us had friends in high places.
And all my exes live in Texas.
All right, are you excited for these are slow times. There's no other way around it. There's just not a ton going on outside of Major League Baseball, the WNBA, which is fascinating. I'm more interested than I've ever been. I'm not tuning in a lot. Unless I know the fever's on in Caitlin Clark, I'm probably not going to make it appointment television, but there's a chance I'll try to watch a game.
I saw something. Go ahead.
I'll say it like this. Since you're speaking of women's basketball, that's why you have to start at the local level. Like last week I was in Andover. They had a nice event out there. And that's how you get to start knowing them at a young age. I mean, think about it. One of the state's best player as a ninth grader last year, Maddie Vickery, she's already getting offers to Oklahoma State, Arkansas. You got other young talent like that. So you have to start knowing them while they're young and then follow them.
Hold your mic to your mouth. That way,
he's right there. He's got
that
it.
Way, when
well,
they
he get, started to express himself with both hands out. And
oh, he did? Good job,
listen,
man.
Right.
I'm here to be a leader. You're the kind of guy that, Anthony.
I'm not going
to
take a guy getting criticized like that. You know, Anthony's getting passionate.
I didn't criticize. I said, Anthony, remember to keep the mic to your mouth.
That sounded
your mouth.
Critical to me, but I don't know. Whatever you
Did
want.
Did you take that as criticism or instruction?
No, I was kind of getting expressive there, so, I'm kind of in and out like Luther Vandross. So, but no.
You don't get those references on the show normally.
But that's how you get to know these ladies and get to follow them. And then one of the big knocks was, the reason we don't follow the WNBA, we don't know nobody. What if you start knowing them at the young level? And throughout their high school and college career, then you'll start knowing more, then you can follow
them. But somebody like Caitlin Clark, who's drawn me to the WNBA, is going to help me learn more about the players that play in the NBA, WNBA, right? I mean, I'm going to become more familiar with the whole league. That's the value she's had for a lot of people, not just me. There are a ton of people who are more invested now in getting to know at least a little bit about the WNBA.
I have a question for you, Anthony. Last year, the leading vote getter for the WNBA All-Star Game had 95,000 votes. How many do you think Caitlin Clark got this year?
She got like 700,000.
700,000.
Yeah, I featured that on my cast the other day. I'm like, if you look at the numbers, I mean,
this is a guy who follows sports. Yeah. I want you to
look
know.
Look how they skyrocketed. Matter of fact, 95,000 might have been generous. I thought it was more like 70-something thousand.
It was Asia Wilson at 90. That's what I read at 95,000.
And then they made a typo in that graphic because they said she played for somebody, but when she played for the Las Vegas Aces, I caught that.
Well, that's amazing. The All-Star starters were announced in the American and National League for the MLB All-Star Game coming up a week from Tuesday. The uniforms were rolled out. They're atrocious.
Guardians only got two. I thought they might get five or six starting All-Stars.
But yesterday, we had the 4th of July, no national games broadcast. I don't get it. On Christmas, we have NFL games.
Wall-to-wall NBA.
On Thanksgiving, we have NBA games and NFL games nationally broadcast. Baseball's got to figure something out.
There were no games on ESPN yesterday?
No.
What'd they run?
I don't know. Didn't have a baseball game.
Interesting. You sure?
I am sure.
That's too bad.
That's bad PR.
It is bad.
It's bad.
MLB Network carried a bunch. Boy, I watched the Phillies. I'm sorry, not the Phillies. The Mets and Nationals for a little bit. Tuned over to the Cardinals. Went back to the Mets and Nationals, and it was over. They played in an hour 50. They got that game finished, 1-0.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Welcome to the Cleveland Guardians Spencer Howard.
Who cares? You got a ragtag franchise.
Who even is that? He's got to be pretty good, right?
You got a ragtag franchise, and that's the way it is. Magic, 5-year, $225 million max rookie contract with Franz Wagner. Magic are going to be good. We're jumping all over the place, but the Orlando Magic are a team to watch. The Eastern Conference has at least equaled itself with the West in terms of interest.
Yeah, I'm still going to go with Oklahoma City.
In the West.
In the West. And I'm going to go with the Lakers. It's going into basketball purgatory.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
LeBron James is the team general manager, the team coach, and they got Bronny James. You know, that was all orchestrated by LeBron James.
They've just thrown a bunch of parts together, and it's going to be a disaster. And LeBron will move on, and his legacy will be slightly tarnished.
Tainted.
Not greatly tarnished, because he's had an amazing run, but the end of it will be pretty uninspiring.
He's going to be compared to Jerry Jones, how he can run a franchise into the ground.
Well, outside of the COVID year when they went to the bubble and won, you have a pretty good point.
Does it even count?
It does.
I guess it
count.
Has to count.
It
Since
count.
They played the games and they were on the floor and they won, it has to count.
That was the Mickey Mouse championship.
Certainly not one that will equal others, but it does count. And isn't that the year the Dodgers won also?
Yes, that's correct.
So L.A. gets a couple of them. Now, the Super Bowl, that was normal.
Yeah, because it happened before.
L.A.'s championships, most recent for both franchises, not tainted, but...
Did the Rams win the one after COVID, or was that the year after?
I'd have to look.
The Lakers have one more thing they can put on their mantle.
Yeah,
they won the inaugural in-season tournament. So
I hated that.
That's LeBron's legacy right there.
Yes, it is.
All right, time for a break. We'll come back and talk with Ron Nugent. Wichita, one of the great high school swimmers and college swimmers that this state has produced. He joins us next. He's going into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame in October. Stay with us. It's the three-man booth with the big fella. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
We are joined on the IHOP hotline by Ron Nugent. He is going into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame finally this fall in October. That ceremony will be held in Topeka. They announced their Hall of Fame class late last week, and Ron was a part of that. Mr. Nugent, welcome. It's always a pleasure. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
We are very thankful for having you. You are somebody who did incredible things in the pool as a kid and a collegian and as an amateur. And how'd you feel when you were notified that you're going to be one of the inductees in this year's Hall of Fame class?
I was very surprised, and I felt very honored. I got a call from Jeff Cummings. Jeff from the Kansas Sports
Jeff
Hall
Bowling.
Of Fame. And yeah, well, and I thought maybe someone was just messing with me, to be honest, you know, one of my friends. So, but anyway, I was honored.
Yeah, so I don't think there are many former swimmers in the Kansas State Hall of Fame. There are some, of course, but not a lot. So how does it feel to kind of be carrying the banner for that sport? And what does that sport and that community, the community of swimming, still mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, it's like any sport. I think, you know, if you participated, it helps kind of shape you, you know, and so swimming kind of helped shape me for life. It taught me a lot, just about working, setting goals. And that means a lot to me. But the Sports Hall of Fame in Kansas, that means a lot, too, because Kansas is not really a hotbed of USA swimming. And there's really no reason for that. You know, I mean, water's water. That's what we used to say, you know, so you don't have to be in California. You don't have to be in Florida, Texas, wherever. We can swim fast here in Kansas, but that hasn't always happened. So I feel very good that swimming is represented in this year's class.
Talking with Ron Nugent, graduate of Wichita East High School in 1978. Although he did not swim competitively at East, you were swimming for the Wichita Swim Club, an organization you belonged to for many years, an organization founded by Bob Timmons, who ironically went on to become the swim coach and track and field coach at East High School and then at KU, where you started your collegiate career. So I want to know the impact of the Wichita Swim Club and then also Bob Timmons in your athletic life.
Well, Bob Timmons was gone from Wichita Swim Club by the time I started, but it was very important that Bob Timmons started Wichita Swim Club back in 1954. So 70 years ago, the club's been going for 70 years. And he was kind of a giant, you know, a true leader. And not only did he coach Wichita Swim Club, then he, you know, helped develop Jim Ryan. And then from there was the track and cross country coach at KU. So my dealings with Bob Timmons didn't come until I was a student at KU, but I just really respect Bob Timmons. Even I think while he was coaching at KU, he was developing probably the best cross country course in Kansas at his Rimrock Farm, you know. So the guy was a worker. So I respect Bob Timmons.
What was the year 1980 like for you? Because that was maybe the peak of your swimming career. You obviously made the Olympic team. You had a great performance in the trials. You saw that the U.S. Went to the Winter Games, elected not to participate in those Summer Games. So I'm just curious, because that had to be really bittersweet that you were so good and could not represent your country on that stage.
Yeah, well, thank you. I In the fall of 1979, late August, early September, I went to the World University Games with the U.S. National Swim Team, and I won the 1500-meter freestyle, and which I wasn't expected to, but I did. And after that race, the head national team coach came up to me and he said, "Ron, I really believe if you devote yourself, you have a chance next year to make the Olympic team." And that was kind of the first time someone outside my local sphere of swimming had said, "Hey, I believe in you. If you work hard, you have this chance." So I went back to SMU. I was starting my sophomore year, and I thought about it for about 5 days, and I decided I was going to sit out of school that year and come home to Wichita and train and work part-time. And so I had kind of put my life on hold for a year just to try to make that Olympic team. And so then around March, Jimmy Carter made the official announcement that we would not send an Olympic team to the Olympic Games. So I didn't think it was going to happen at first. I just thought, oh, you know, this is talk. It'll all get squared away and we'll still send a team. But it was pretty plain and clear shortly after that that was not going to be reversed, and we were not sending a team. So it was disappointing, I guess, but I still had my goal of trying to make the Olympic team. And so it didn't matter to me whether we were sending a team or not. That was my goal, was, you know, I put my life on hold for a year. My goal was try to make that Olympic team. So.
And I'm sorry, Ron. Yeah. Year later in 81, you did go to Moscow to represent the U.S. national team. Tell us about that journey. That has to be one of the memories of a lifetime.
Yeah, it was. We swam the Soviet national team in a dual meet in Kiev, actually. Kind of ironic nowadays, but, you know, it was an outdoor 50-meter pool. Nothing fancy, but it probably seated maybe 4,000 spectators, and they would open the gates and the people would just run in. It was something I had never seen before, but we had a good time. We beat the Soviet team 203-141. So, pretty sound defeat. And that kind of gave us, I guess, a little bit of redemption on not going to Moscow for the Olympic Games. So that was kind of the height of the Cold War. So we would kind of laugh. We'd stayed in a sports hotel, and when we would leave our room, we would leave lights on and everything, you know, as our part of kind of trying to get back at the Soviet Union for invading Afghanistan. We had fun, laughed about that a lot. So,
final moments here with Ron Nugent heading into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame in October. One of the great swimmers in our state's history. So you competed. You didn't compete at East, but you were competing in the late 70s into the early 80s. Graduate of 1978, I covered high school sports at that time. It was an amazing era in Wichita. Just so many outstanding athletes in so many sports. Were you aware of all that?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that Darnell Valentine and Lynette Woodard and I were all on the 80 Olympic team, you know, which came,
Ron.
What's that?
I said that's pretty good company for you.
Yeah, it was. you know, so I think we were probably all pretty proud of that fact. You know, three kids, I guess, coming out of nearly the same year in high school. So,
did you know them previously? Had you come across them in any of your athletic endeavors or anything else?
No, I didn't. I didn't meet Darnell until I got to KU. So, and you know, so we got to talk some. He's a nice guy. I didn't really have any, I didn't get to meet Lynette at all at that time. So, you know, we didn't mix too much basketball and swimming, but I did meet Darnell. So, and I enjoyed talking with you.
Since we're talking, Ron, so much about the past, can you tell us what you're up to now? Obviously, you've worked in Wichita for quite a while, but how do you spend some of your other time?
Well, I swim. I still swim each morning before work at Wichita Swim Club. I'm out of the water right now because I had ear surgery about a week and a half ago, so I can't be in the water yet. I've got to be out of the water for a couple months. So, my time, I have two children, one who just graduated from high school and the other who's a sophomore in college or just finished her sophomore year. So a lot of our time has been spent with them. My daughter swam at SMU the last 2 years. She's not going to swim next year, but I got to go down and watch SMU swimming meets, you know, which is kind of really reliving some of my youth. I really enjoyed that.
So. Well, you've had a remarkable run, not only athletically, but in your personal and career life. We really appreciate it, Ron. It's good to catch up with you. Congratulations on this honor, and have a safe summer, and good luck in at the ceremony in October.
Thank you very much. Thank you again for having me on your show.
Thank you.
All right. Ron Nugent, headed into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. We'll talk to several of those folks in the coming weeks. The big fella Anthony here to complete the three-man booth with me and Jeff today. The chair, what do you think, Anthony? This, be a nice chair to sit and watch television in, wouldn't it?
This is one of those chairs when you sit in it. Make sure you plan on staying here because it will suck you in. It will not release you. You will be held captive by this chair.
That is Duda's favorite chair.
I see why.
He runs right to it every time he comes in.
How many good chair.
Have you had to wake him up?
Exactly. That's the problem with that chair. It's so
not really conducive to radio. We got to stay active here, stay alert.
Well, my chair's fine. I stay active.
I wasn't talking about your chair.
I'm not worried about it. If Anthony wants to nod off, he's a guest in my house.
Okay, nod off then.
Your chair rocks. His chair rocks.
Keep that microphone up by your
chair right here, though.
Jeff doesn't like it when I say that.
You're doing just fine, Anthony. Put the microphone wherever you want. You know what? I've got a good place over to my right where you could put it.
Really?
We
you
don't
want Anthony not to be heard on the show?
No.
We don't want to
about
that
part. You
know
what I'm referring to.
We don't want to about that
part. And the sun doesn't shine there, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, really? That's what you're going to do?
Maybe a
here's
little.
My wife bringing Anthony water. Hadn't offered me a water in 8 years of doing this.
Well, you already always have some.
I believe that part.
Not you are
time.
Not a guest.
Not
you
one
should,
time.
You should get your own water. You live here.
Not one time has she said, honey, would you like a water? I'll be happy to bring you
one. Yeah, that's never happened. Debbie doesn't offer you a drink every 4 seconds. Like
it's crazy how much I have to fend for myself around here. Royals drop a series to Tampa. Now they go out to Colorado, and they play a Rockies team that's not very good, but I hate playing games in Colorado.
It's not
good.
Because
you can never tell what's going to happen. That team is fickle as all get out, but I don't like – they came into St. Louis and split a four-game series. I don't like Colorado. They make me nervous. I've never liked them.
Well, you shouldn't have lost two at home to Colorado. On the road, it's a different story, and things get freaky, and it's weird, and games can be high-scoring, and you just don't know what you're going to get. Guys that hit 220 on the road are going to hit 320 in Colorado. So, yeah, it's just it's a mixed bag. It's a box of chocolates. It's everything you think it is, and it's not easy.
I'm trying to figure out, though, how did Kansas City drop a series at Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay is getting better. Franchises of the last 15 years.
Now, you've opened it. Now you're talking about something that Jeff thinks he knows about.
Yeah.
So
it's a big secret in baseball, Anthony, that the Rays have been good.
Good luck. Because this year Tampa Bay hasn't been very good, but they've gotten better lately.
Let me tell you another secret of the game of baseball. Yankees are usually pretty good, too. But, you know, I don't want to get into something that I think I know about. So maybe
this is so obvious.
Maybe we could move
this
on.
This is so obvious to me.
Here's something that's, that
the listeners.
Maybe you didn't know this, Anthony. Lakers and Celtics have been the banner NBA franchise.
Look how you're just you're using Anthony, my very good friend.
This is stuff that I know that not a lot of other people know.
See, I also know
these are big secrets that the Rays have been good and the Yankees.
I also know something else though about Florida baseball though. Regardless how good they are, they can't even draw a high school gym.
The Rays have play in a terrible stadium and a terrible location and don't get a lot of people out there.
They did inch above 500 with that win yesterday against the Royals, and they are firmly in the wild card race, as is pretty much every team in baseball. The Rockies, meanwhile, are terrible, but they make you nervous when they're at home. Royals got to win 2 of 3 at least. They just took 2 of 3 against Milwaukee in Colorado.
Yeah, like I said, they've won some games there. I think they had, before the Guardians came in, they had swept somebody there. It's a tough place to play. There's no question about it. And, you know, as we scoreboard watch, we root for the teams that are playing the Royals, and we root for the teams that are playing the Minnesota Twins.
We as Guardians fans. Well, there's no Guardians fans around here.
Yeah, I'm talking to one right now, Scott Griffiths, maybe my best friend ever.
Really?
Yeah, you like that?
Because he's a Guardians fan?
No, because he's been there for me. He's stuck by me, and
What do you mean stuck by you? Would you go to prison?
Yeah, maybe I did.
What happened to you?
Maybe I did.
Stuck by you.
What is your problem? You want to go right now?
You had a dark period in your life that only Scott Griffiths stuck by you?
He stuck by me.
Johnny Cash?
Stuck by
me
through,
for God's sake.
Thick and thin.
What dark period did you have, Johnny Cash?
Let me make a reference that nobody understands.
Anthony, I just want to talk to you.
What are you, Wink Martindale over here?
I want to talk to you. This is Jeff when he's got anybody sitting over there.
Okay.
He feels empowered. He's wanting to impress you. He's wanting you to leave here today going, you know, that Bob and Jeff show, it'd be really tough if Jeff left. That's all he's going for.
No, I don't care, Anthony.
Sometimes y'all remind me of Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon.
This guy, he's just so defensive today.
What do you mean I'm defensive? When you offend, I'm going to defend. Yeah, that's how that works.
Well, how did I offend you? You're over there saying he's
stuck
by me.
Jeff thinks he really knows about baseball because he thinks the Rays are good.
I'd like to know what you mean by he's stuck by me.
He's been a good friend.
Well, what period of life did you have your friends desert you?
When I had to deal with you every day, they said, man, I don't know if I need to be a part of that. So a lot of them.
They deserted you?
A lot of them left, yeah.
Well, they weren't your friends anyway.
Exactly. I mean, if those are the kinds of friends you have,
sure don't need enemies then.
Maybe not. But Scott stuck by me through it all.
Well, good for him. I will say this about Scott Griffiths. I don't know anybody who knows more about professional wrestling.
That's.
And are we going to watch the event tomorrow here?
I don't know anymore.
Really?
I don't know anymore.
What does that mean?
I mean, I'm offended.
You're offended by what?
Just not feeling good about things right now.
About what?
I have to think about stuff. I have to go home and really ponder whether I set foot in this house.
Oh, really?
Again.
Well, let us know, because are you available Monday if he decides not?
Yeah, I'm available.
All right, there you go.
I'm available.
We'll make it work. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. Don't forget about
some of that. Anthony was real. But not a lot.
Two by two meal special at IHOP. Their breakfast. You can get it for $7. A couple eggs, a couple slices of bacon, a couple sausages, a couple pancakes. Whatever you choose, a two by two by two. $7 at IHOP for a limited time.
You wouldn't want to be a part of that deal.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be a part of that deal.
Exactly. We're in the see, we agree on something.
It's an awesome deal. Who are the people on whose line is it anyway?
Colin Mockery, Wayne Brady.
Looks like we're going to get Colin Mockery on this show.
Really?
Coming up.
My wife will be thrilled when I tell her that. Ryan Stiles is they're coming to Wichita, I assume.
Yes.
We need to get Jacob Dylan on the show.
Looks like we're also going to get our good friend, Beach Boy Mike Love.
Really?
Coming up on this show. That will be his third appearance for Mike Love.
Impressive.
Mike Love would be in the discussion as the most notable guest we've had.
No, there is no discussion.
Who's the most notable?
He's up there, but it's Steve Martin and Martin Short.
I'm talking musician.
Well, Gene Simmons, probably.
Mike Love would be... Would Mike Love be above Gene Simmons?
No.
Boy, think about that now. Yeah, I don't think... That's not an educated opinion.
I don't want to disparage anybody, but Kiss played sold-out arenas. Beach Boys are playing at the Cotillion.
Who's the more legendary group? Anthony, coming at it from...
No, that's not what we're asking, but go ahead.
Is it Kiss or the Beach Boys?
No, see, I couldn't tell you, though, because I really never listened to Kiss, and I really never listened to the Beach Boys.
Never listened to the Beach Boys?
Now, if you want to say something about some jazz artists, then I can...
Yeah.
You know, we just lost one not too long ago, my saxophone.
David Sanborn.
And he played with a little bit
Which
everybody.
Was tough.
Yeah.
He played with the Eagles.
He played with everybody. He was one of those ones that... You knew his distinct sound.
He played on the Sad Cafe.
He did.
You know it now because I said it.
Oh, I knew that. What am I, a moron?
I'm just giving you the facts, if you know what I mean.
Speaking of the Sad Cafe, a song I can play pretty well on the drums.
Well, it's got three drum spots.
No, it's all drums.
You hit the alto drum three alto times and you're drum. Done.
That's not really how that song works. It's actually kind of challenging. But I am teaching myself and gotten pretty good at playing Life's Been Good, which has been my life's mission probably for all of life, is to play Life's Been Good on the drums.
You know who you need right now?
Uh-uh.
Your friend Scott.
Well, Scott wants to support me. He's always stuck by me, so yeah.
He would probably say, that's really cool. Good congratulations.
I'll tell him tomorrow if he's not listening now.
So we are having the function here tomorrow?
We're thinking about it. Randy will not be available.
Why not?
He says he's out of town.
Well, I got things I need to talk to him about.
Well, you know,
I enjoy having discussions with him.
Yeah, we all do.
We talk about North High baseball.
That's what we talk about.
And I'm extremely interested in that topic.
A lot of League 42 kids over there.
And a couple that we're sending there that I want him to get the best out of them. You know?
He will. He's a top-notch coach.
I want the development to continue. I see the development. And I want it to continue. And I need to talk to him about that. Maybe he'd bring me on staff.
You know what? You know what would be a good idea? Leaving him alone, letting him coach. Maybe.
I think he likes talking to me.
You think so?
I'm going to text him right now.
All right, text him.
I am.
Go for it.
At the break.
What are you going to say to him?
Randy, do you like talking to me? And we'll see what he says.
All right, good luck.
I like talking to you.
Thank you. We've talked forever.
He needed that.
So
Anthony,
when you do your podcast, do you have a microphone stand that you talk into, or?
Yeah, I got a stand. You know, have it right there, and you know, just.
Where do you have it, in your basement?
No, it's in the room adjacent to our bedroom.
Okay.
So I got a room specifically for that.
And how can people hear your podcast, Anthony?
I usually post the links where they can check it out.
And how do they do that?
It comes across.
We're trying to give you the opportunity to promote right here.
It comes across on Spotify, iHeart, and other listening platforms, such as got one on Odyssey as well too. So
there you go.
What's it called?
It's the A-Train Sports Talk podcast.
There you go.
City to city, state to state, coast to coast, always picking up a passenger.
We've been both on the show.
Both of y'all been on that show. I claim it to be the number one podcast in the state of Kansas, but I'm kind of changing it It's the number one podcast that give young student athletes a voice.
There you go. Well, we like that. We love your devotion to high school and even younger, but especially high school sports and athletes. Good stuff. All right, time for a break. We got an hour left at 3:25. We will visit with Dylan Dreiling, the star of the College World Series for the champion, Tennessee Volunteers, sophomore out of Hayes, Kansas. Dylan Dreiling will be our guest in hour number two. We got the big fella, the three-man booth. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.